Now, turning your attention to an issue that has continued on from the fallout to the closure of Debenhams and the withdrawal of Debenhams from this country, of course, affected Debenhams in Tralee as well. A former Debenhams worker has won a case at the Workplace Relations Commission over the way she was made redundant in 2020. The test case involved former Debenhams Henry Street shop steward Jane Crowe and could have implications for around 750 former workers. Their trade union mandate had accused Debenhams of failing to comply with its responsibilities in a collective redundancy scenario by not consulting with the union or providing it with information. In its ruling, the WRC found that two separate complaints in the case were well-founded and awarded a total of €2,280 in compensation to Ms. Crowe. The compensation was calculated €1,140, the equivalent of 4 weeks' pay for each of the two complaints. At a hearing in October 2022, Mandate had argued that it was a strong contention that the decision to make Debenhams staff redundant was made prior to the 9th of April 2020 and was copper fastened on the 16th of April 2020, but the first consultation with the union only took place the next day on the 17th of April. Now, Debenhams liquidator KPMG argued that it complied with its requirements when it came to providing information and consultation. After they were made redundant, of course, pickets were mounted by workers on the closed Debenhams stores, which delayed efforts to remove stock from the premises for over a year. They're with me in the line to talk about this and also about legislation which would, I suppose, change the way these things are done is Geraldine O'Regan from The Spot. You worked in Debenhams for 13 years. Geraldine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Thanks
morning,
for joining us on the programme. Listen, you'd obviously welcome the outcome of the WRC. How important is it for the former workers?
Oh, it's a total victory for us all here in Tralee and all over the country. After spending, after waiting nearly 3 years for this, spending 406 days in a picket line, which was broken up by a Garda operation on April 21. We were stopping the stock getting out, and that was, we were hoping to get our enhanced redundancy from that package for our 4 weeks per year, but rather than our legal minimum of 2 weeks. So we're very happy with our victory.
Will this mean that similar amounts of money may be paid to the former workers, do you think, or is there obviously implications to be worked out from that, Geraldine?
Well, it goes by your contract with, say, Jane Crowe, who did the test case on behalf of the 750 workers. She worked 20 hours a week, whether I worked 30 hours a week myself. So it'll go pro rata.
Okay, all right. So it's a real win on that level in relation to it. Geraldine, there are obviously learnings from what happened and how this was done, and a change needed to Irish law. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. This was a total tactic liquidation, and we said it from day one, but nobody was listening to us as such. And we're glad we took this case to WRC and fought for what we got yesterday, which was announced yesterday. Now, there's a workers' rights bill going through the Dáil at the moment. It's on phase two. It's by Mick Barry. It's also known as the Debenhams Bill. If the government passed this, it would be a great legacy for us, as well as for all workers coming forward, that in future liquidations that the workers will be put first.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. That's People for Solidarity TD Mick Barry. It's the Company Protection of Employees' Rights and Liquidations Bill, and obviously dubbed the Debenhams Bill. The legislation would make workers preferential creditors in a liquidation, so they would be paid what they were owed as a priority. And really, when it comes to these sort of liquidations, it's all about who's first in preference, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. And the workers are way down the bottom. We need to be put on the very top, because at the end of the day, we made the company. We're the one that made the money for the company as workers.
Yeah, and this would also change it. Like, once they place the workers at the front of the queue in terms of payouts from a liquidator's pot, as is the case in Greece and the case in France, it's also the case in Portugal. But the unpaid collective agreements, such as an unpaid collective redundancy payment, would be turned into a debt in the eyes of the law, which would also help.
Yes. That would, yes. And that would help big time for any liquidation, for people that are going to liquidation.
Are you confident this will make it through? and this will come into Irish law from, so that there will be a change, so that no future workers will ever be in your position, Geraldine?
Well, I hope it does. I hope the so-called government will pass it before the next election. If not, hopefully whoever gets in the next election will pass it.
Yeah, yeah, because it stops this sort of thing, and it means that workers aren't last on the list.
Exactly, yes.
It's been a long fight, Geraldine.
It was a very long fight, but well worth it. We have our 406-day documentary in multi-winning award documentary in the Dublin Film Festival. It's going into cinemas on the 26th of May, and we're having a question and answer night in Tralee Cinema on the 31st with a special guest to be announced, who it is later on. So I'm hoping that people would come and see our documentary. Well worth a visit.
Okay.
And to see.
All right, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, Geraldine, thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about that and give us your view on where things stand, the reaction to that case for Debenhams workers. That payment being ordered by the WRC will have implications for around 750 farm workers, including workers here in Tralee.